America News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The nation's top intelligence official says Iran's government appears to still be intact after nearly 3 weeks of war. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In testimony before Congress, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard said the U.S.-Israeli military campaign has taken a toll on the Iranian regime.
The IC assesses the regime in Iran appears to be intact but largely degraded.
But she also told members of the Senate Intelligence Committee,
Iran and its proxies continue to attack U.S. and allied interests in the Middle East.
Gabbard said if a hostile regime survives, Iran will seek to begin a years-long effort to rebuild its missiles and drone forces. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Restrictions are easing when it comes to helping rising oil prices.
The U.S. has issued a license that lets Venezuela's state-run oil company sell and export Venezuelan oil to U.S. buyers and on global markets. That move could have the effect of getting more oil into the world market. The Trump administration is looking for ways to ease oil prices that have soared during the Iran war. Separately, the White House said that for 60 days, Trump would waive Jones Act requirements for goods shipped between U.S. ports to be moved on U.S.-flagged vessels.
That is correspondent Haya Panjawi reporting on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down about 590 points. It's a rare March heat wave for the West Coast.
Cities like Phoenix and Las Vegas are accustomed to triple-digit temperatures, but not in mid-March. And in San Francisco...
Yeah, usually it's not this warm in March, so this is kind of a nice surprise.
Excuse Jessica Ling for just wanting to soak in the warm, sunny weather at Chrissy Field Beach in the Presidio.
Yeah, this is very enjoyable.
Thomas Jamar is visiting from Texas.
I've been out here before, and it'd be like so cold, I gotta have a sweater on.
Justice Ruiz was walking a small pack of dogs.
Like, we go to the beach every day, and this is perfect weather.
I'm Ben Thomas.
This is SRN News. Americans have very few qualms when it comes to gambling.
The Pew Research Center has been asking people around the world whether or not they consider betting to be immoral. Here in the U.S., 70% say no, it's not a violation of any moral code. Compare that to South Korea, where 78% of adults think gaming is morally unacceptable, as do 72% in Nigeria and 66% in Greece. With the NCAA basketball tournament this month, betting in this country is expected to surge. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Pew Research Center has released a new study of religious diversity around the world, and it finds that for the sheer number of different religions within one country, nobody beats Singapore. Suriname and Taiwan come in second on the list. The U.S. places 32nd on the overall religious diversity list, but amongst the largest nations on earth, it is number one, followed by Nigeria and Russia. This is SRN News. Venezuela has won the World Baseball Classic for the first time, rebounding from a blown eighth-inning lead to beat the U.S. 3-2. It's a repeat for the winner of last year's Iditarod Sled Dog Race.
The course took dog teams and their mushers over two mountain ranges, along the frozen Yukon River and across the unpredictable Bering Sea ice. Holmes is a former cast member on the National Geographic reality show Life Below Zero, showing the struggles of people living in rural Alaska. Holmes currently lives on a homestead in Alaska, where his closest neighbor is 30 miles away. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Morocco has been awarded the Africa Cup of Nations title. It's a stunning decision by appeals judges who overturned Senegal's victory in that chaotic final back in January. The board ruled that Senegal is declared to have forfeited that final match in its 1-0 win in extra time. Now becomes a 3-0 default win for Morocco. This is SRN News.